This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You say, I can hear Jennifer saying, what? Thursday is upon us, Jennifer. It's the 14th of March, almost the Ides of March. Tomorrow, Et Tu Brute is going to make an appearance right here on this program. And the program in honor of that, tomorrow will all be in Latin. So you really have something to look forward to. Tomorrow's DJV program, all Latin for the entire program. Et Tu Brute. Are you ready for that? You're going to go back. Jennifer, you went to Catholic school, so Latin should be easy for you.
It did. Right? It's our anniversary, actually, Dougie, on the Ides of March. And not much has changed, because that was probably one of the first things you taught me about when I joined this program.
Not much has changed. There you go. There's a recommendation right there. Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and as Victoria has, we're talking about a couple of things. Off the air, I may not be able to talk as much as I normally do because I have a horribly impacted tooth and the side of my jaw is swollen out about 6 inches. Well, that's an exaggeration.
How did it get that bad before you realized that it was something?
This is a tooth that was replaced about 15 years ago. Maybe this is a way of celebrating the anniversary. That may have been what I did on the 15th of March in 2004. Yeah, that could be what happened. So it may affect how well I speak today.
Well, good luck, because that doesn't sound fun.
No.
Don't watch that Root Canal documentary on Netflix.
No. Really, what does it say?
I thought someone just gave you a pop in the jaw, but I didn't know you were impacted.
Hmm. I'm a very friendly fellow. Who would want to take a shot?
Town meetings get pretty testy.
Yeah, they used to. Now I have the city form of government. It's not as bad as it used to be. All right, so Jennifer, would you like to take it away, please? See what's going on here. I don't like using the term see. You can go to the website, thedjvshow.com, and download some of the exciting podcasts that are there. You can see that. You can see pictures of us there, but you can't really see. You can't hear. You can imagine. And you can wrap yourself around what Jennifer's starting off the hour with.
Starting off with Boeing, which we spoke about. We've been talking about Boeing a lot this week. Their newest jet, the newest version of its best-selling airliner actually ever, was supposed to boost the company for years to come, but now it's turned into a pretty big headache for the company. It's been grounded. This particular model of plane, the 737 MAX, has been grounded across Europe. Now it was announced yesterday, President Trump at the White House said that the FAA would be grounding it here in the United States as well for safety's sake. The latest crash was an Ethiopian air crash in this plane, and Boeing has acknowledged that there is something wrong, that they have to fix a problem, tweak it, if you will. So now in the United States, we were the next ones to the table. Canada made the announcement yesterday as well. So I always bring this one up to you, Dougie, because I know you're a travel expert, and yesterday on the program we talked about whether or not America should ground these, and you said absolutely they should, and so sure enough, yep, here we are today. How long does something like this take to fix? Because this seems like a pretty big undertaking for Boeing.
Well,
have they identified the problem, though?
They know what it is, and they knew what it was. And that's going to be when they get it in the chops. They're going to get sued like you wouldn't believe, like unbelievable lawsuits that will eat into their... It's a very profitable company, and as I said yesterday, I've said many times before, it is the largest, in terms of dollars, exporter of anything made in America. It's the most important export we have, Boeing planes. So These 737 MAXs, I've told you, I've written on a couple of them, a couple of circumstances. They are pieces of crap. There's no room in them. There's no room in the toilet. There's no room between the seats. They call it the MAX for a reason, because they get 18.
Max people.
Yeah, maximum number of people. They get the normal 737-800, which is what the plane is, the longest and biggest of the 737s that were ever made. The first ones, when they came out in 1969, 1970, somewhere in there, were only the passenger count, I think, in those planes was 112. 111, and then they kept stretching them out. So it was, first one was 737-200, and then there was the 737-300, and the 400, and so they, with each number, they stretched it out by that many passengers. So the MAX 8, and they're also, they designed the 737-900 to stretch it out even more, so that it would be completely competitive with the Airbus A321, which was outselling the 737 until they stretched it out. The 321 started as a 318, and then they stretched it to the 319, and they stretched it to the 320. Now they stretched it to the 321, which is the equivalent passenger count of what a 757 is. And so now they want to compete, but they haven't competed. Well, the Airbus is powered by wire, what they call it, fly-by-wire. That is, all the planes, including the 737, were run by cables and hydraulics before. So it's kind of like me on the tractor. I have lots of hydraulics to run various equipment, and you hit a lever, and that moves a wire or a control arm to make the hydraulics work. Well, that's how the planes worked until Airbus actually developed the fly-by-wire concept. They have used that in the new 787s, but for some reason or other, it doesn't work. And it may be because the 787 is a completely new design, brand-new plane from top to bottom, end to end. 737 has been around for 50 years, and in order to not have to recertify it, which costs about $1 billion to do each new plane, they keep adding and fidgeting and fiddling with the controls and stuff so that they can keep it as a 737 without having to have it recertified. And they've put this control device in that doesn't, the automatic pilot actually doesn't work.
I think, I don't want to get too much into the weeds here, but is that what the actual problem is? Because I think people are very confused as to what is the problem. Is it a switch? Is it a computer update?
It's a switch that the computer doesn't react to it. When you throw the switch, when you get into turbulence and the plane starts bouncing around, or if you lose, in this case,
they both happened on takeoff, right?
Yeah, right. They take off, and you get into a circumstance where the plane loses altitude, and when you throw the switch off, it doesn't deactivate the, at least that's what I heard from one of the American pilots, actually. It doesn't deactivate the autopilot. So you're fighting with the autopilot. The autopilot is sending you down, and you're trying to pull the stick back to get the plane to go up, and the autopilot takes over and doesn't let you, even though you throw the switch off.
Right, that's obviously super dangerous, and pilots should be the ones, you know, in charge of this.
The pilot's supposed to fly the plane, not some damn computer.
Right. Are they going to have to haul these planes to some place for Boeing to fix them?
I was just going
to
say that, too. Yeah, how is this going to work?
No, they'll probably send crews around, or they may even tell the mechanics how to fix it. That's probably not a good, that's not a smart move. They probably need to fix it and certify it themselves.
Someone from Boeing is going to be on top of this. Boeing, they're going to have to be there themselves.
Oh, yeah, they have, because there's billions, hundreds of billions of dollars.
I just thought about Southwest.
They have orders for 2,500 of these things.
Southwest, I think, is the one that is going to probably feel the brunt of this, because they're the ones that I think have the most.
They have the most, at least in our country. In the world. Yeah. No, they have most of them in the world.
I think
so
the other day we said they had 34 of them.
Yeah. Americans got 25.
Yeah.
And so that's enough when you have a fleet of 800 and some odd planes. You can sort of fiddle around it. American has been slowly replacing the MD-80s. With these 737 MAXs, they'll stop doing that, maybe bring back some of the to keep their schedule up, bring back some of the MD-80s. They have also some older 737s. They were beginning to retire. They'll bring them back probably.
Well, there's 3,000 flights that have been canceled. So in the middle, you know, with the bomb cyclone weather pattern, so maybe now is the time to get into there, get into the, I think it's Chicago O'Hare is really where most of those flights were grounded. Maybe now is the time that they should get in there and start making these adjustments while the weather is not cooperating.
I didn't even know that, because
we've been talking about the MAX 8, and then yesterday when President Trump made the announcement, it was also MAX 9s. I've never even heard of a MAX 9.
That was
really surprising to me.
I'm not sure that the MAX 9s are out there. I don't know that for a fact.
Well, that was part of the statement, though, right, Jen?
I understand,
MAX 8 and MAX 9.
They're on the assembly line, but whether any of them have been delivered or not, I'd be interested to see that myself. At any rate, I said this last Friday, I would know, you know, you can tell by looking, at least at American, and most of the airlines do the same thing. They tell you what kind of a plane it is. And if it says next to your reservation, 738, and then there's a little sort of a symbol, like a Wi-Fi symbol next to it, that's a 737 MAX. So you don't want to fly. Well, they're not in the air.
Well, if you're flying, I think call the airline and make sure that your flight is going to happen now, right? Because if you don't really know what plane you're scheduled to be on, then
trying to go call the airline at this point that you'll be on hold for 3 hours.
That's right. People will be
so they'll call you back or whatever it is. But this is the time for people to be more aware, more conscious. We take everything for granted in this technological age. We say, oh, okay, yeah, what? I don't care what kind of a plane it is. But if you're really interested, there are many different accoutrements for different types of planes. And you know, some airlines, for example, if I really, really, really was going to leave American, I'd probably go to Delta, that's running 3 flights a day between Boston and L.A. because they use a 757, and 757 has long been a favorite plane of mine. Anyway, the reason they use 737s, the reason American does it, is because they're cheap. And that's all American thinks about, is what's cheap, cheap, cheap. And as far as Southwest is concerned, they are an all 737 carrier, so it made sense for them to go to the next model, the next size, if you will. But with American, they're cheap. A lot of these other, what's been going on, Ethiopian Airlines, for example, and this Ethiopian more than what was the name of the European airliner that went down? Lion Air, I think it was. Most of those, they've somehow or other made these planes easier to finance. And most of these other the carriers like Ethiopian and some of the secondary carriers would buy and or lease used planes. And the used 737 on the markets, there are older ones, but they're really old. Most of the 737s that are within between new and 30 years old are in the air, probably with the first carrier that ever owned them. So if you're going to lease an old 737, it's pretty cheap. In comparison, the lease on a 737 MAX is about $250,000 a month. Imagine that. Think about your car payment. And then think about what it costs to lease a plane. But when you consider what they cost, you know, $250,000 a month, all right, you got to fill the seats up, right? So that's the story anyway. I think that Boeing has just let. I'm amazed at the management of Boeing, frankly, is that they should have been the first ones to say, okay, let's ground them all and see what's wrong. Because that would have at least given them some defense. They have no defense for all the suits. They don't have any defense. They've admitted publicly there was a problem. So that in itself is enough to cause unbelievable, untold numbers of suits. I was talking about our podcast. In the most recent podcast for the DJV show, we discussed the most bizarre story of the week, the college admission scheme, which includes Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin getting arrested, whether or not they should be sent to the slammer. Kim Kardashian pledged to pay the bills of a man released under new prison reform laws, and lots of conversation about the Boeing 737. Check out the latest podcast at djvshow.com or download, rate, and subscribe to iTunes. Search for the DJV Show.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Too late, my time has come. Sent shivers down my spine, body's aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go. Gotta
doing it with this song and the music from Queen.
Or is I'm a little sick of this song.
I
wonder. I'm a huge Queen fan, but I'm kind of like, there's so many other songs.
Well, yeah, and there are a lot of other songs.
Well, tell them to name the movie something other than Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody, right. Yeah, see if they do a remake, another.
They can name the remake Don't Stop Me Now, because that's one of my favorite songs.
That's a great song,
So, the success of Bohemian Rhapsody has brought Queen guitarist Brian May to become the presenter at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's going to induct the band Def Leppard in the Hall of Fame presentation. Brian May and Def Leppard, friends for many years. When Queen organized the Global, a concert for Freddie back in 92, several months after his death, Def Leppard performed at Wembley Stadium among other high-profile acts to an audience of a billion people around the world. So, you know, there's some history there. Other presenters announced for the induction fan include Nine Inch Nails frontman Trent Reznor, who will induct The Cure. Janelle Monáe will present Janet Jackson's award, and Talking Head singer David Byrne presenting for Radiohead. Ceremony will be at the Barclays Center the end of this month. Other presenters lined up include Harry Styles, Duran Duran, and Susanna Hoffs from the Bengals. All right, so that's the...
Well, if Harry's there, I'll be watching. I know Kara will, too. We'll Kara be texting about it.
Yeah, he's inducting Stevie Nicks again, so it'll be exciting.
But she's already been inducted once?
With Fleetwood Mac, but now she's by herself. Yeah.
She's the first woman to do that, to be a band and an individual.
Good for her.
Yeah.
She deserves it, I think.
Absolutely.
Yep. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program. Jen, Victoria, Kara, and I now focused on the Foo Fighters and Robert Plant and the Zac Brown Band. Bourbon and Beyond, which is the largest bourbon festival in the world, returning for its third year coming up this September. The music lineup is as versatile as the Spirit Selection. Headliners from the worlds of rock, country, and folk. Foo Fighters, Robert Plant, Zac Brown Band, serving as headliners for this three-day festival in Louisville at, the KY... That doesn't sound right. The Kentucky Expo Center. Otherwise, you might
think... I
don't know! See a little extra jelly on the side there. Okay, so September 20th, 21st, 22nd. Additional acts. What do you think? Hello, that's what everybody's thinking. John Fogerty, Daryl Hall, John Oates, ZZ Top, Nathaniel Rateliff, The Night Sweats, the Trey... I don't know who this is. Who's this?
Trey Anastasio. He's the lead singer and guitarist for Fish. And so he has a separate band.
You know Fish.
Yeah,
he knows Fish. They've been swimming around for years.
Yeah, they're that like annoying hippie band. You know who they are.
Right. Little Stevie and the Disciples of Soul, Joan Jett, the Blackhearts, all these, well, among some others. 45 artists in total scheduled to play on three stages during the festival.
Great lineup.
Yeah.
Especially Fish. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, I know. You love Fish. Go Fish.
With or without their gills. So this is Bourbon Heritage Month when this takes place in September. Includes appearances by notable distillers and chefs, as well as tastings and seminars celebrating their distilleries. When I go to Ireland in a couple of weeks, that's one of the main stops, all these distilleries and brew houses.
Yep.
Over there,
so fun.
Good guy. Yeah. Anyway, tickets for the
drink some Jameson.
Oh yeah, of course I will. Bourbon and Beyond tickets go on sale the 15th, which is Friday tomorrow, right? 12 o'clock Eastern time. 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
All the things we love.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Ariston. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge winter storm is blamed for the death of a Colorado State Patrol officer. As the storm continues to hammer the Rockies and the Great Plains, blizzard conditions stranding over 1,000 drivers on Colorado highways Wednesday. Parts of Interstates 80, 25, 79, and 70 are still closed in Wyoming, Colorado, Nebraska, and South Dakota, and thousands of air flights are canceled.
I cannot sign off on executing hundreds and hundreds of human beings, knowing that among them will be innocent human beings.
California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who says his state should no longer be associated with the largest death row population in the nation. He signed an executive order yesterday to suspend the death penalty, granting reprieve to 737 inmates currently on California's death row. And this is USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you purchase your parts at O'ReillyAuto.com, you can pick it up in-store when it's convenient for you. Your parts, tools, or accessories will be waiting at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup. Shop O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Here we go again on the DJV program. It's Thursday, March 14th, 2019. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Let's see what Victoria's got killing. Got cooking.
Cooking. Well, this nationwide scandal of college admissions is on everybody's mind, and it seems to be really focused especially on the University of Southern California. And the university spokesperson says that anyone who is connected to this admissions cheating scheme will be denied admission. So right now, kids are waiting to find out if they are going to be accepted for the fall. And so anyone that they find that is connected to this Rick Singer guy is going to automatically not be eligible. And
why would they be waiting if they know that they're connected
to the
guy? Well,
because if you apply, well, they're not, no. I'm just saying there are kids who have already applied, and then they find out in April if they're going to be accepted for the fall. So
are they connected to Singer? Anybody
there are some, yeah, there are some kids who are in the system right now who have already applied through him
I'm not trying to be a secret. What I'm trying to say is if they know that they're connected They must know if they're connected to Singer. They must know they're connected to Singer. Therefore,
yes,
they know they aren't going to be admitted.
Well, I think
well,
just
now
crossing,
they know.
They're just crossing their fingers, hopefully, that they won't find out, that the FBI
right.
won't find out, I guess.
Yeah, his name isn't on the application, so they're going to have to do some digging to find out who might be connected to him. So they're going to have to go through all of their admissions, and there's probably going to be a delay now in announcing who's going to be accepted and who isn't, because they're going to have to go through everyone. USC is a big school, so that's what USC has to do. They said they're going to go on a case-by-case review for anyone who is already enrolled at USC and might be connected, and then anyone who has already applied to USC for the next semester. And
I think what he used to do, from what I read, sorry to interrupt, Victoria, but I didn't even know that there were these organizations out there. I kind of thought parents went on and did this by themselves, but there are organizations all over the place, not just in California, but all over the place, that will take your kid. They'll go to parents in junior year, and they'll say, okay, we can help your kid fill out mm-hmm. applications in the best yep. way, help with the essay, help with the testing, and kind of, right, and you pay us. That's perfectly legal. And so one of the parents who actually ratted him out said that that was okay, and that they had decided to hire him for that. But then he said, you know, if your kid, I can get your kid into USC on the football team. And the parent was like, well, my kid only played freshman football. He doesn't really want to play football anymore. He said, well, he's going in as a football player. I'll need pictures. I'll need all of this. And the parent said, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he called it a side door. So that's how he would advance his services, to try to get more money from his customers. There's lots of people that he helped. And I'm sure it's got to be a nightmare to see mm-hmm. who did it right and who did mm-hmm. it wrong.
Yep.
And then ABC's also reporting today that the FBI actually got a hold of this story by mistake, almost. There were agents in Boston, Dougie, that received a tip from someone that was connected to a security fraud investigation about a $400,000 bribe paid to the woman's soccer coach at Yale to fabricate athletic credentials. That's how they even got wind that this was happening, and that's where the investigation started.
I would spend that much money to get your kid into a school? Come on. Even if you've got
it. Some people paid $6.5 million to get their kid into Stanford. It's crazy.
And the school's not that good anyway. I mean, certainly USC is not that great a school.
No, USC is not that great of a school. But Yale or Georgetown, I think there's a lot. And USC, I don't want to hit them, because what they do have is like a very strong alumni association. And anybody that sees that you're a USC, you're a Trojan, that is immediate entrance into almost any job. That alumni association, I think, is very strong. But what I think is going to get these guys in trouble, and I was talking about it with our friend Fred Dreyer yesterday, Doug, who knows about these college sports admissions and stuff, mm-hmm. is that many of them, because the Singer guy had created a nonprofit organization for himself.
Right.
A lot of these women, Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman, some of these parents, Massimo, they're paying money to a charitable foundation, and they're using it as a tax deduction. So they're also going to get nailed for tax fraud or evasion, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, Lori Loughlin turned herself in. She was, when this all went down, she was, I think, in Europe and then in Vancouver, where she does a lot of work. So she traveled from Vancouver to L.A. yesterday, turned herself in. Like her husband, her bond was set at $1 million. Felicity Huffman's was set at $250,000. And the daughter in question, her dum-dum daughter, who makes the obnoxious videos.
What?
Everyone was wondering where she was. Well, she was found by TMZ. She was found by TMZ on a yacht in the Bahamas, because that's where everyone goes for spring break. And Rick Caruso.
Tell us who owned the yacht. That's even more damning.
Yeah, Rick Caruso is a billionaire who has major real estate holdings, including The Grove in L.A., which is a very, well-known spot. And he said that she was on the yacht with his daughter and a bunch of friends for spring break. And he said, quote, my daughter and a group of students left for spring break prior to the government's announcement yesterday. Once we became aware of the investigation, the young woman, he means Olivia, once we became aware of it, she decided that it would be best to return home. You think? Get off the yacht, sweetie. So she is she's now back in L.A., and, of course, she's been trolled heavily online. So we'll see.
She deserves to be.
Yeah, yeah. For other reasons, not even just because of this. Yeah. But yeah. I just, it's just so amazing. Well, and so now all of these people have to go to Boston March 29th. That's when they're all due in court in Boston. Because, like Jen mentioned, this broke in Boston.
There,
you can go and be a spectator.
Right, exactly. The new federal courthouse that cost the American taxpayers $800 million, and the guy who owned the land used to own Anthony's Pier 4. He died, and they closed the restaurant and sold the land. I mean, this guy set up the restaurant. This is another one of these sweetheart deals. This guy knew every politician in Boston. Family knew every politician. They decided to buy the most expensive piece of real estate ever purchased in Boston. Ever. This was the federal government building a courthouse in honor of Tip O'Neill. They didn't need a new federal courthouse, but the Democrats got through Congress when they the last time they controlled Congress, a bill to pay for this courthouse on the most expensive piece of land ever sold in Boston. Now, what do you? How does a taxpayer, especially now as you get closer, how do you render that? You don't probably even know that. A lot of people in Boston don't even know that. The most expensive piece of waterfront real estate ever sold in Boston. The federal government builds a federal courthouse on it that they didn't need in the first place. I mean, this is the kind of stuff you want to shoot somebody or do something. I don't know. Do that. But anyway.
A little crazy. Well, the extra little weird part of this is that Rick Caruso, besides being a real estate holdings, that's what his business is, he also is the chairman of USC's Board of Trustees. He was elected last year. Now, that sounds a little fishy. However, the board will not be deciding the fate of these students who are involved in the case. That decision is going to land squarely in the hands of the university's president. And so we'll see where this, you know, where it goes from here. But it's going to be very difficult, I think, to go through every single student's profile and find out who may or may not have been involved in this. And this is just at USC. Every other school involved in this scheme is going to have to do the same thing. And then the question is, if the students are there, and let's say the kids who are at Yale, if they're hanging in academically, do they get kicked out, or how every school is going to have to decide their own policy on
this? Depends on how much money is connected, how much money the parents have, and that's what would be the predicator, I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
How much money are they getting, full rides, or are they paying their own way?
I think it should be on their accomplishments, too. Is it going to be this kid? I bet this ding-dong daughter of Lori Loughlin's grades aren't stellar. What are their grades? Yeah. Are they keeping up with their other students?
She didn't even care about going to class. She said that. In her, one of her...
This is my dorm room. It's sponsored by Amazon.
All right, so here's another black eye for American Airlines. Speaking of black eyes, yesterday it became known, that a group of Sacramento women who were going to Mexico for a bachelorette party got thrown off of an American Airlines flight by a flight attendant who said that the bride's mother was drunk. The woman landed in Phoenix, and they were moving over to connect to a flight, go down to Cabo. They were denied access. The bridesmaid who spoke for the group claims it was a misunderstanding. The bride's mother was very nervous about traveling. She'd had, I think, one drink. She was about 60 years old, and apparently she has a couple of other medical issues. This whole thing, I mean, these people, are they so tone deaf? This is the other side of what we were just talking about with regard to this kid on the boat. Are these people that are American that tone deaf that they don't train the people? There's a whole bunch. You can see the picture of all these girls. There's, I don't know, 15 or 20 of them, and they'd booked tickets worth $30,000, and American just threw them off the plane and said, tough luck. Well, maybe you can get a connecting flight or whatever. But it cost them out of pocket $16,000. And you can imagine the distress that it caused when there was really nothing wrong. This woman is back to the thing with American last week. They threw somebody off the plane from El Paso to Dallas because they had a rash. And
well, it wasn't even a rash. She has a skin condition. Yeah,
skin condition.
The stupid
stewardess says, you have a letter from your doctor?
Right.
Who the hell are you people?
Yeah. You want to access my medical records? Okay, Ms. Flight Attendant. Sure.
Okay, but you know what? You have a lot of people that are traveling with measles, and the reason I bring this up is because LAX just had a measles outbreak scare because of somebody who traveled on a China Airlines flight with measles. And so, well, I understand that it's kind of rude to go up to someone about their skin condition. I think it... you got to ask at this day and age because you never know what people actually have and people are
it's
dumb
the
enough
way
to
they
travel.
Do it,
but what if someone? But what if someone had measles? If someone actually had measles, they're not going to say, "Yeah, I've got measles."
Yeah.
And how can you test for someone? How do you even know if someone has measles or not?
When you start itching and you get a rash of your own.
You're dealing with the stupidity of some people. You may have heard the story about a plane that had to do a U-turn to go back to the airport because a mother forgot her baby. Oh. Baby's on the ground. The mother gets on the
plane. They had to turn the flight around. They were already up in the air, weren't they?
Yeah. Go back, yeah.
So what? So how do you get to that point where you've sat there, you've buckled your seatbelt, and you're like, I think I'm forgetting something. Oh, yeah. My baby.
My baby.
How does anyone even do that?
And then do you press the call button, or do you scream?
Right.
my God. All right, today is National Pie Day, not the pie you eat, but 3.14159265359. How many of us remember that? Remember the circumference? Remember all that stuff from geometry, circumference times the radius squared, or whatever it was.
I've happily blocked that all from my life.
Have you really? Well, because today is 314. That's why it's National Pi Day. Not only commemorates this number, but also celebrates the birth of a great scientist, the great mathematician Albert Einstein. Pi calculated by Archimedes in Syracuse, which was 287 B.C., before Christ, one of the great mathematicians of the early world. National Pi Day has become a day to celebrate numbers and math. I actually celebrate it by having a piece of blueberry pie. Celebrations are held all across the country in honor of this number. The numerical fun, sometimes accompanied by food. Some people celebrate today as Pizza Pie Day. Even pot pies today become part of the celebration. So there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's all celebrate National Pi Day. Any specials on TV tonight to celebrate National Pi Day, Jennifer?
Well, I'm excited. Project Runway, they don't eat a lot of pie on the runway, but certainly it's a fun show to watch. And Bravo's launching their next season of it at 8 o'clock tonight. This one is going to look a little different. It's not hosted by Heidi Klum, I don't think, anymore. So this is going to be a new...
Harley Kloss. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So this is going to be a new season. Tim Gunn, of course, will still be there. That's at 8 o'clock on Bravo. On... E! Hollywood Medium with Tyler Henry features Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who connects with his deceased grandmother on the show. That's at 8 o'clock tonight on E! Fox is probably the big story tonight. They have the iHeartRadio Music Awards. You'll see Ariana Grande. You'll see, Weezer's version of Africa. So a bunch of different people on the iHeart Music Awards. That's on Fox tonight at 8 o'clock. On ABC, Grey's Anatomy, Station 19 for the People. They're all new. That starts at 8 o'clock. CBS is in reruns tonight, except for FAM. FAM's got a new episode at 9:30. CW in reruns tonight, as well as NBC. So
the pick is
the iHeart Music Awards. Well, you know, it's that break between the winter premieres and then when they go into May, when they go into that big push for the ratings. So I think you're just seeing all the shows take a breather. They'll probably be back in action next week or the week after.
Mm. All right, here's a special way for you to quickly lose some weight, courtesy of the folks at Calitrin, the number one healthy choice for weight loss, because it's an all-natural product. That's why I talk about it, because my interest is in helping you do things, helping your body with the natural forces of collagen, which is the main ingredient for Calitrin. Those of you who have heard me tell the story, here's a special deal for you at toploss.com. Using the DJV code, you can buy the Calitrin at $7 off a bottle. So if you buy the 90-day supply, $21 off the bottle plus a free bottle. Get it now at toploss.com. Lose the weight. Use the code DJV.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Half the hour here on the DJV program. It's Tech Talk time with Victoria Keelan and I perusing some of the important tech stories of the day, how they impact you. Well, if you've got an HP laptop, you better listen up as Victoria gets on to that story.
Yeah, HP is recalling a bunch of their laptop models that be for faulty batteries, basically, that can catch fire and burn. And so there, a few people have been. Yeah, it's the same lithium ion batteries that plagued the Samsung Galaxy when they weren't allowed on airplanes anymore because the batteries were exploding. This happens with any type of rechargeable battery, really. When it's a laptop, though, if that explodes and catches fire, that can do a lot of damage. There have been 8 new reports of the battery packs in the U.S. overheating, melting, or charring. 1 report of minor injury, 2 reports of property damage totaling $1,100. So if you have an HP laptop, what happened was this is not a new recall. This actually started a year ago, and then it was expanded in January. However, the government was shut down, and so the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission didn't have an update on the website because no one was at work and no one was updating the website. So a lot of people didn't even know about this recall, and so now HP has set up a website. You can go to HP.com and find out if you have, and this covers a lot of their models. So I'm not even going to go through the whole list. It's a ton. But if you have ProBooks or if you have an HP Pavilion, those are very popular.
the HP 11 notebook and the Z book and things like that, a lot of the mobile workstations. Even if you bought replacement batteries, that's another problem. They have 250,000 units are involved in this recall. So we don't know yet if HP has been able to fix the problem or if they just need to replace these batteries altogether. But HP they've set up a website, and so they are going to help you figure out if your model of HP laptop is affected by this recall, and if not, or if it is, what you're going to do to, you know, they're going to guide you through the replacement. And of course, they say it's complimentary. It's so nice when they always add that in. It's like, yeah, my laptop is a weapon, basically, but thank you for saying you'll complimentary, I'll get a replacement. But don't sit on this one, though, because this goes all the way back to if you even have an HP that was sold back in April of 2015 to as most recently in December of this year, and a lot of HP laptops were sold for Christmas gifts. So just be very, very cautious, and definitely check out the recall on HP.com so you don't have any injuries.
All right. There's a good warning. Thank you, Victoria. Samsung's Galaxy S10 coming up for the free month of Spotify is an interesting thing. If you want something free and you got a Galaxy S10, here we go.
The Geek Out.
Samsung have announced with their 2019 lineup of smartphones, they will now install the Spotify app on the home screen right out of the box. Additionally, Samsung is including 6 months of Spotify premium service right up front, which is a $60 value. This will start with the new line of Galaxy S10 models and will include the new Galaxy Fold. The catch is this. You have to be a new Spotify premium subscriber. And in fact, if you're a former subscriber or you've even done the free trial previously, you're no longer eligible. If you're in the market for a smartphone and streaming service, the Galaxy S10 Spotify combo may be right up your alley, and we've posted the link about it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, if you are a resident of Michigan, you need to listen up. But the impact of this fiasco may sort of spill over into other states. We'll see as Victoria explains what's going on with some of your personal and medical information.
Yep, the personal and medical information of more than 600,000 people living in Michigan may have been compromised in a cyber attack. Michigan's Attorney General said hackers have accessed the names, addresses, social security numbers, and medical information of several Michigan healthcare companies' customers' database. And the breach happened in September. Hackers hit the Detroit-based healthcare company called Wolverine Solutions Group, or WSG. And WSG says that after the hackers gained access to the computer system, they infected the system with malware to encrypt the records, and basically in an effort to extort the company for money in order to get the access to the records back. Michigan Attorney General's office recommends anyone who has had any involvement with Wolverine Solutions Group should look into this for sure and take steps to further protect your information. So you can go to the WSG website, and they are helping you deal with what may have happened to your credit and all that stuff.
Oh, yes. Wonderful. Thank you for all of this wonderful, helpful stuff that we have. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Tony, where are we?
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.